Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, that is shloka number 17 of chapter 3, Krishna has described about a person who is self-realized. Such a person need not execute any obligatory duties. This was a statement that he made. And the same theme he is continuing even in the next verse. So let's see shloka number 18.
Naiva tasya krite nartho na krite neha kashchana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschid artha vipashrayah.
So here Krishna is again emphasizing on the same point about a self-realized soul, about a person who has got atmarati, who is taking pleasure within. He says, na eva tasya krithe, krithe na arthah. He is saying that tasya, that person, who? The one who is atmaratihi, one who is taking pleasure in self, that person, that is a self-realized person, has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duties. And then this is said, na akriteneha kaschana. And also, he has no reason for not executing those prescribed duties. And na cha asya sarva bhuteshu kaschit artha vipashrayah. And at the same time, he need not depend on sarva bhuteshu, on any living entity of this world. Now let's discuss this shloka. The first two lines is very clear. Naiva tasya kritenartho na kriteneha kaschana. So the first part, naiva tasya kritenartho, that is, he need not execute his prescribed duties. And the next part, that is, na akriteneha kaschana, that is, he also has no reason for not executing. So this particular aspect or this particular part of the statement, we will see in the next few videos. But let's focus on the next two lines. That is, na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschit artha vipashrayah. This particular line. Let's try to analyze and try to understand in this particular video. So it says in the purport, a Krishna conscious man does not take shelter of any person, man or demigod. That's what it's given here. And whatever he does in Krishna consciousness is sufficient in the discharge of his obligation. Let's understand a very important point here. For all the devotees, it's very important. So, in this world, there is no permanent shelter. Be it anyone for that matter. For a child, parents are the shelter. In his school days, college days, when still he's taking pocket money from his parents, he's there under the shelter of parents. And parents take care of the child every now and then for all his needs. But then, can anyone tell that my parents are my eternal shelter? No. It's very, very high probability that the parents will leave the body before the child. So now, how can we say that parents are eternal shelter, permanent shelter? Second, another close relationship which we can talk about is the relationship of a spouse, the husband and wife, and the relationship of kids and the parents again. So now, when it comes to, say, husband, so wife is taking shelter of the husband. But then, what is the guarantee that he will give shelter throughout the life? He might leave before the wife, or the wife might leave before the husband. So in this way, now we need to understand a very important point here. I just took two examples, two intimate relation, that is, the child and the parent and husband and wife. These are the two intimate relationship in this material world. So in both the cases, you know, we see that no, there's no permanent shelter. And at times, you know, throughout the life, people take shelter of this body, the beauty that the person has, the strength that the person has. Oh, the rule of this world is everything dwindles in this world with time, be it beauty or be it strength, or be it the bhaya prana, that is money. everything dwindles. Even relationships for that matter. Even they dwindle after some time. So tell me, what is permanent relationship in this world? Or which relationship is permanent here? And who can give us permanent shelter? Everyone in this world is temporary. everyone is in their own journey. There is no one dependent on any other person. Obviously, now when we start staying with some people, when we have some connection with some people, we start saying, no, no, I'm connected to him. He's dependent on me. I'm dependent on that person. But to be very frank, everyone is in his own independent journey. No one is dependent on anyone else. Yes. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that our dependence on people around is temporary. They are temporary, we are temporary, our dependence on them is also temporary. But then the point that we need to understand here is, for complete satisfaction of the heart, we need permanent shelter. Why people become fearful every now and then? Because the thing that they are dependent on, or the person whom they are dependent on, they know very well they are temporary. But they're expecting permanent shelter. And because of that, every now and then they feel that, oh, I lose this thing, I lose this person. And there's so much of fear that is there. But when a person takes shelter of Krishna, who is permanent, Krishna is permanent. And we, as living entities, we are permanent. And when we depend on Krishna, that is a permanent dependence. Or that is a bona fide, valid, authentic dependence. And when we depend on Krishna, and when we take shelter of Krishna, since we have permanent shelter, there is no question of fear after this. So it is very much important to understand that bhakti is not optional, bhakti is mandatory. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is taking shelter of Krishna. When Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami, ma sucha. When he's saying this, that you give up all sort of other obligatory things that you have and just surrender on to me, I'll take care of you. Look at the confidence that Krishna has when he's saying this. He's permanent, he knows, and he can give permanent shelter. And when we take shelter of Krishna, we are freed from many, many, many things, including the piles and mountains of sins of past lives and even of this life. So in this way, when we take shelter of Krishna, We become fearless, and Krishna takes care of everything that a devotee needs. Devotee is very, very confident in his master. Very, very confident. And the only thing that the devotee thinks of is, how can I serve my master better? How can I serve Krishna better? He doesn't think of his own destination, of his own fate or whatever. His only thought process is, how can I give pleasure to Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? And you know, how can I attain Krishna this very lifetime? All the time, this is the thought process. And tell me, why will not Krishna take care of that person? If we are doing this for Krishna, why will he not take care? Array, when we don't do anything for Krishna, Krishna takes care. If someone does something for Krishna, even little, Krishna becomes eternally indebted to that person. Now just imagine, if a person takes complete shelter of Krishna, how much Krishna will take care of that person? And that is the reason here, in this particular shloka, it's very clearly given that a self-realized person who understands the supremacy of Krishna, who understands about the permanent shelter that Krishna can offer, does not depend on anyone in this material world. Forget about people of this world. He does not depend on the people of other planetary systems, even the heavenly planetary systems, I mean the demigods. And what to talk about things of this world. So in this way, when he's taking the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna takes care of each and every aspect in his life. In this way, what happens? The devotee's confidence on Krishna makes him free from all the obligatory duties. There's a pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita where a devotee called Srivas Thakur, he would be all the time happy and completely satisfied, doing bhakti all the time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself in the age of Kali Yuga, he came and he asked Srivas Thakur that, what are you doing? What about your livelihood? Who will take care of you? And he said, see, whatever I want, I'll clap 3 times. And if it doesn't come, then me and all my family members will go and drown in Ganga. And at that time, Lord Sri Krishna, who appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that, "Oh Srivas, you will never ever have any problem of the daily material necessities."